Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Colossians chapter 3 and verse 2. The Bible records, set your minds and keep them set on what is above. That's the Amplified Version. The Bible says, set your mind on things above. That's what we are called to do, my dear brothers and sisters, and that is the secret that of peace and tranquility, and the secret of understanding that God will never leave us, right? So to understand, to have a disciplined life, we must have a disciplined mind, right? Jesus said very clearly that Satan's threefold purpose is to steal and to kill and to destroy in John chapter 10 verse 10. And you forget it at your own peril. In your own strength, you are no match for Satan. But God will give you strength to overcome his strategies, to bless you, and exercise self-control. And the Bible tells us how. It says, set your minds and keep them set on what is above, the higher things, not on the things that are on the earth. Note the words, set your minds and keep them set, is very important. And a little example is, like, we all drive cars, and many cars come with the cruise control. And when you reach the speed limit, you simply set the car's computer by pushing a lever or hitting a button, and the car maintains that speed. It won't go above it or drop beneath it. Similarly, when your mind is programmed with God's word, you set your thoughts and desires on that which pleases God rather than that which satisfies the cravings of your lower nature. So self-discipline is the price of freedom. When you're controlled by your impulses, you're not free, you are a slave. Even legitimate things can enslave you. The saying goes, too much of a good thing quickly becomes a bad thing. And Paul beautifully writes, everything is permissible, that is allowable and lawful for me, but not all things are helpful, that is good for me to do, expedient and profitable when considered with other things. I will not become the slave of anything or be brought under its power. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 12. So the secret of self-control is to program your mind with God's word. Today, take time to read God's word. In this new year, make a pledge to God, a covenant to God. Lord, I will read the whole Bible, from Genesis down to the book of Revelation. I will meditate on your word. I will get to know you better than what I knew you in 2023. Amen? That's what you can make a covenant and a pledge to God when you sit in the morning hours, when you meditate, when you read the word, when you pray. Don't start your day without knowing God, reading his word and praying. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives, the 4th of January. We bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. We thank you for the new year. We thank you for the great and the good things that you have in store for us as the children of the Most High God. We thank you for your loving kindness and tender mercies that never fail. We thank you for who you are and what you are in our lives. We bless your name. Today, Lord, give us the grace that we will set our mind on things above and not below. Because, O Lord God Almighty, since we have been raised up with Christ and we are seated with Christ in the heavenly realms, I ask of you that we will be heavenly-minded people, enjoying the peace and the tranquility of heaven in our minds on earth, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we will be free of anxiety and worry. That's what I pray. Lord, this morning, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, and keep them from the evil one. Preserve and protect them, provide for them, O Lord, and prosper them, because they are your heritage. I pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health conditions. Lord God Almighty, I speak healing of Christ to flow from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet in the mighty name of Jesus. I command their bodies to be healed and made well in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For there is victory in the blood of the Lamb, and there is power in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. And I pray that Christ will reign supreme in their mind and in their body. I thank you for your healing that flows in them right now, right here. And we bless you and we praise you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.